Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Useless to resist.
Listen, shut up for a second.
Oh, great. Dad's dead. Shoot them all and let God sort them out.
Okay.
He's dead now.
nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway late nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
Getting bath. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to pike. So put another log on the fire, cook me up some bacon and some beans, go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire, wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Shazay's Mad Science, deep within the GWCCB. That would be the Global Warming Command Central Bunker. Yeah, that song right there, I forgot all about that crazy old song. I'm trying to put a little bit of spin on my global warming rant coming up, because I just got through putting another log on the fire, but I forgot that particular song's going to get my old lady mad. I'll probably get shot. Alrighty then. Well, you know, I'm sitting here deep within inside the Global Warming Command Center bunker. And I'm sitting here asking myself the same question I've been asking myself for 20 years. Has these folks freaking lost their doggone mind? I mean, it's cold outside. It's colder than heck. You know, I did a few videos out there about global warming. One of them I called Global Warming Freaks. If you go on youtube.com/Shazizz and look up Global Warming Freaks, you literally get to see me Shoveling 20 inches of global warming off my driveway. Now, you know, I'm just trying to say, you know, it's, I'm waiting for the heat, brother. I'd like to have somebody who believes in global warming call up and debate me on this whole global warming deal. I would like to have somebody who is an Al Gore follower or carbon tax loving individual from somewhere on this globe to call old King Shazizz the Terrible or Shazizz the Mad Science Guy, call me up and give me the reasons why it is that you believe in global warming. Because I'm here to say, in the last couple days, I've got nothing but snot sickles. I mean, it's so cold out there, it's colder than you know what. It's colder than a whale digger's booty, man. So, if you believe in global warming, and that's the religion that you follow or whatever, you know, Al Gore booked the old Inconvenient Truth or whatever, you know, call me up and start rattling off some statistics or something like that. Tell me what it is that convinced you that global warming is there, you know. Show me the facts. Show me the money, so to speak. Anyway, if you believe in that, my Skype is Shazizz. Just add me as a contact. Call me up and tell me why you think global warming, and specifically, why you think global warming is man-made. See, because here in the world of mad science, you know, when the basic science gets overlooked and somebody's sitting out there spewing out all kinds of lies and propaganda, talking to me, telling about the polar bears are going to drown and the ice caps are going to flood the world, sea levels are rising and everything, and then the main proponent, the main one out there preaching the whole global warming thing, he's going out buying them mansions on the seashore. driving around in a limousine and flying around in a corporate jet and all that kind of stuff while the average Joe's out there putting another log on the fire. So, I'd like to have somebody out there, anybody who believes that global warming slash climate change is real, call me up. Tell me why it is that I'm cold. Tell me why it is I'm freezing. Tell me why it is my toes are numb and I got snot sickles. That's what I want to hear. Tell me why. Because see, I'm still waiting around for the heat portion, you know, the global warming portion. Now, as they was having their global warming convention some time back, they was like snowed in out there. And, you know, they said, well, you know, it's snowing because global warming is the new global cooling, is the new old global warming slash climate change, and so on and so forth. So, these jack-batty morons believe that if it snows, it's because the planet's heating up. Seriously? Come on, man. It's colder than hell outside. I'm up here inside my mad science laboratory. I'm sitting as close to the wood-burning stove that I could possibly get to, trying to stay warm while sitting here talking. And I even got the dog. He's in there. He's laying over there on the floor next to the heater trying to stay warm, too. You know, dog's got fur. Heck, I ain't got no fur, and I'm... You know, he's doing better than I am. So, if you do believe in global warming, call me up. If you don't believe in global warming, call me up anyway. Let's get this party started. So, I'm thinking, these jack, you know what? Jack-batty morons out there, supposed representatives are out there trying to basically steal your money. Talk about paying a carbon tax, you know. If you use fossil fuel, you got to pay us money. Seriously? We've been paying money. We've been paying high utility bills. We've been paying high fuel bills. We've been paying high food bills. And then they're finding other ways to tax you on top of taxing you on top of taxing you. Why don't they just come right out and say it? When we go to work, we got to hand our paycheck directly over to the government. Because, you know, you can always trust your government to screw you over. Oh, did I say that live on air? I'm guessing I did. So, I also did a video out there called Caveman Killed the Dinosaur. Let me see if I can find the soundtrack to that. And I'll play Caveman Killed the Dinosaur for you. And you can get some sort of general idea why it is that we do not have dinosaurs any longer. And hopefully this will explain it to the global warming freaks out there. You know, because they need all the help that they can get. And anyway, you know, it could be 700 feet of snow outside. It could be 452 billion degrees below zero. And they could be shivering around in their little ice block called their house and basically still trying to preach global warming. So with that said, I'm going to play Caveman Killed the Dinosaur.
Getting burnt out on the whole global warming deal. They're going to charge you taxes on CO2, so it's going to cost you to breathe regardless of what you say or do about it. I'm just going to humor them. Now, I got to say it. When the tax bills start rolling in for your carbon tax and all that, because, you know, they did say that cows are putting methane, which is another greenhouse gas, up into the air. I'm going into cork business because there's a lot of cows out there. And so you're going to have to put a cork in this way and you got to put a cork in that way in order to keep that cow from farting and burping, because otherwise you're going to cause global warming to happen so fast, you know, with all them cows farting. Either way, you know, the terrorists, they could probably like go around and feed all the cows beans, and the people for that matter, 3-bean chili. I mean, just think about it. If everybody's eating 3-bean chili and the cows are eating 3-bean chili, First off, don't stand behind the cow if there's a cork in this way, because if that cow decides he's going to sling some beans, you're liable to get an eye put out. You know, the thing about it is, if there was enough methane reaching from that cow's butt clear up to the Earth's atmosphere, the first time you went out there and lit up a smoke, we'd have some serious problems. You want to talk about global warming? Methane's flammable. I wonder if they figured that one out. Like I said before, man, I'm just gonna humor the global warming freaks and let them have it. Wait for my day in court and all that kind of stuff. That's about all I got to say on that episode. So, y'all take it out how you want. I'm going into cork business, so if y'all need any corks for your cows, you know, they're going to be pretty good-sized corks. So, just don't stand behind them in case there's any gas buildup or anything like that, because I'd hate to have you get knocked out. You know, I'm going to have a disclaimer on there that says if you get hit in the face with a cork, hey, I'm not liable. It's better than blowing up if you had to light up a smoke, you know, with all them beans flying everywhere. Well, y'all take care. Peace. Good luck with that global warming. Yeah, before I take off, I got to say this. I had a eureka moment, and I got this theory on how the dinosaurs died. Okay, now picture this. Picture yourself in an elevator and some scumbag comes up in that elevator and the door shuts and you're riding up and you're in between floors and turkey next to you rips one out, you know, and your eyes start watering, you're about to gag and you're ready to roll up out that elevator. Well, I was thinking about that. Now think about a dinosaur. They were huge, man. Imagine how much freaking gas comes out of a dinosaur's ass. Alright, I can see it now. This is exactly how it played out, right? Dinosaur's over there, and he's grazing and everything, you know, and caveman's over there by his cave, and he's getting ready to try to light up a fire because nighttime's coming, and he's figuring, you know, I gotta get this fire lit because it's gonna get cold out here. Well, long comes old T-Rex, starts chasing the dinosaur that's just now sitting there trying to graze, mind his own farewell. You know, suddenly that scares the living you-know-what out of the dinosaur, and he rips one loose, man, just about the time that caveman's over there, he's rubbing his sticks together and stuff, and all of a sudden a spark hits that cloud of methane, and boom! Every damn dinosaur on the planet just gone. It's just a theory. Alright, well, enough of that nonsense. I ain't messing with the global warming freaks anymore, you know, because they just get on my nerves anyway, because no matter what you say to them, their science is better than your science, and you don't know nothing. Alright, got to get that carbon tax passed. Hey, that's what it's all about. Money. Woo! We green people got to have money. Alright, peace, everybody.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science with Shaziz. I got Keith Metz on here. He's going to tell me what he thinks about global warming, his views on it. How's it going, brother?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's very straightforward. First of all, they never should have called this place the Earth. They should have called it the ocean because it's 79% water.
Well, so, I know we're three quarters.
Out there where that water is, there is absolutely nothing going on. Except you know what the fish and the whales are doing in the ocean.
Yeah.
And there's no pollution out there. except the ships going by, but it's small potatoes, so I don't buy it.
So what?
And here's the other thing. If you look at how the Great Lakes were made, supposedly there was a mile of ice there years and years ago. When it receded, it created those Great Lakes, which are tremendous openings in the earth. And that all happened when nobody was here. So what? They had some kind of warming going on and cooling, and there wasn't a man here doing anything, but there were volcanoes on the earth, and if you want to see real pollution, go stand next to a volcano.
And how, brother? So, what do you think about your representatives out there in this world trying to get you to pay a carbon tax, man? Essentially, you got to pay to breathe kind of stuff.
That's insanity. I'll pay that when they put diapers on all the fish and the whales in the ocean.
Yeah, me too, brother. I got a friend in Australia. He showed me his doggone light bill, man. It was like $1,700 for 1 month in a studio apartment. Is that crazy or what?
It's hard to believe.
That's fact. He showed it to me. I saw the numbers, man.
Yeah, I saw also now in some countries they're talking about imposing a tax on people with solar panels because they're beating the system.
Well, see, and that's the whole key. You just hit it right on the nail, man. That's what goes on. You know, if you try to save your own rainwater, you're going to get socked for interfering with the watershed. If you try to save your heritage seeds so that you can trade them to other farmers for things you might need around the farm, well, you're going to get socked with that because you might tamper with the market. If you find a more efficient way to run electricity, you're going to get socked with that because now you're tampering with the market once again. So it just goes on and on and on. So my question to the world out there is, why is it that we keep feeding the beast that's eating us alive? What do you think, brother?
Because somebody else is running the show, not us.
Well, have you ever seen that video called The Dots?
No.
Well, you need to watch that video. It's quite interesting. It's got like a little handful of dots, and then it's got this massive amount of dots. And the little handful of dots, they're the ones that are in charge. They're telling all the other dots what to do.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So we got we outnumber the elite by the billions, but yet here we are being all nice and everything. Oh, okay, well, I don't really agree with the global warming thing, but I guess I'll go ahead and pay my taxes since it's a law. You know what? I ain't paying no global warming tax. You know, of course, they changed it to climate change now because climate change is a little harder to argue with because the climate change is there, you know, on the hour or sometimes on the minute, depending on where you live.
And you know what else? They all love to drive on macadam driveways and highways. And macadam is nothing more than an oil spill on the ground. Because all it is tar and stones that are crushed together, and it's seeping back in the earth every second where it came from.
Well, and there's another key point you hit on. There is no chemical that we've ever made that nature cannot deteriorate. You know, they say that plastic will last in the dirt for thousands of years. That's not true. I go out metal detecting all the time. I find old plastic bags that are so deteriorated they're pretty much turning to dust, you know. And it ain't been thousands of years since Wonder Bread made that bag, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I worked for a German company for 34 years, and we did a lot of garbage incinerators. There are lots of them in Philadelphia, New York, and many major cities. And one of these garbage incinerators consumes about 1,300 tons a day, produces enough electricity for 40 to 45,000 homes. And it's a great way because it reduces the ash by about 89, 90%.
Well, there's folks over in Europe that are taking plastic bottles, and they're actually turning it into petrol, gasoline, you know.
Sure.
Because it's a petroleum product.
But burning garbage rather than landfilling it is a really sweet way to make power, and they have bag houses on it. They scrub it. There's no pollution coming out. It's just a wonderful system.
Well, I agree.
And it makes jobs for people.
And not to mention that, you know, it saves up on the landfills, plus it does a little bit of recycling, and you don't have to, you know, spend much, you know, pollution in order to get new materials to make the same stuff, you know. See,
it's a great thing, and the garbage will never stop flowing out of these big cities. It's just going to get more and more. So garbage incinerators, I feel, are the way to go.
I'm not anti-environmental, man. I'm like just anti-global warming because the basic science has disproved it right from the get-go. You know, I was only probably 9 or 10 years old whenever I first heard about it, and I was a little science geek, man. And I was thinking, you know, okay, I got to listen to this because they was talking about, you know, the planet was heating up and we needed to do something about it. Otherwise, you know, we'd have the ice caps melting and all that kind of stuff, you know. And so I sat down and I'm listening to the science of the thing and I said, hold on a second, that ain't right. And Mom's like, what are you talking about?
Let me tell you how it was in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is where they made the locomotives. That's where the famous Horseshoe Curve is. In the 30s, there were steam locomotives going through there dozens a day into the sheds where they worked on them, carrying freight and passengers. There was so much pollution in Altoona from that, they had a crew constantly going around town with dump trucks and shovels just to pick up the ash and the soot off the streets. And see, that's all gone today, and it's forgotten, and these people are not alive then.
Well,
it's a clean city today. So there was more pollution back then because they only had wood and coal. Oil was just starting out. And everybody had coal or wood in the house.
The same turkeys out there hollering about the so-called global warming crisis are out there still driving around in corporate limousines and jets and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking like this, especially Al Gore. If you're going to buy a house, if you're going to buy a mansion on a seashore, don't go out saying the damn sea levels are going to rise and then turn around and buy a mansion, a 9-bedroom, 9-bathroom, big, huge mansion right on a seashore. I mean, it doesn't make your lie look any more plausible when you do that. What do you think?
Well, I think this. If you take a look at a picture of Atlantic City, which is full of casinos now, those casinos are right there at sea level. And they wouldn't have built them if the oceans were coming up to go in. If you see pictures of that beach around 1900, you see it today, it's the same place. It's going nowhere.
Well, you know, it just kind of drives me insane, man, because I've been hollering about this and hollering about it for over 20-some-odd years. Like I said, when I listened to the facts on there, I said, hold on, that ain't right. And Mom says, what you talking about, boy? I said, Mom, CO2 isn't nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen, so it sinks, it doesn't rise. So how could it be getting up in the sky?
It's all hocus pocus. It's just like the spotted owl. Instead of rescuing them, they should have just shot them. There were actually people who lost jobs over that. That means they couldn't pay their mortgage, their house. They were sheriff sale. They had no place to live.
Man.
All because of an owl. Same when they have an oil spill, those little animals, they clean them up. They should just take a .22 and shoot them. As soon as they get out in the ocean, something's going to swallow them up anyway.
Well, I don't know necessarily about shooting animals, because I am kind of an animal lover, but if you're going to build a house in their area, you know, maybe you could build them a house too, so that they can, like, be up there and watching their plasma screen TV along with you watching yours and that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, if animals had rights, chickens would have funerals and they wouldn't be in the Acme.
Well, anyway, yeah. The whole concept of the global warming, it just aggravates me because essentially what's going on here is these folks are literally stealing from people. I mean, you breathe out CO2.
And they're brainwashing our youth.
Oh, yeah, they teach that stuff in school like it's gospel, you know. I mean, God forbid any kid says God or comes to school here in America with an American flag on his shirt because, you know, he can't have that. But, man, if you talk about global warming, you're in like Flynn.
Not here, you're not.
No, in my neighborhood, if you talk about global warming and I overhear you, you get a speech.
Well, you're in Transylvania.
Yeah, it's nice and warm over here, man.
I'm in Florida.
I got a brother that lives down in Florida. I can't remember what area he's in. He used to be down there near Tampa Bay, down there in, starts with a B, Bradenton, Florida.
All right, I'm going to Pennsylvania next week, so I remember why I moved down here.
But isn't your elevation level down there like 500 or so feet above sea level?
No, where I am in the Alps of Florida. I am...
You still there? I lost you there, brother.
Oh, can't you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Now, I live in Leesburg, Florida, and I'm 79 feet above sea level, so I'm in the Alps of Florida.
Oh, my Lord. You know what, dude?
And the reason I moved here is water doesn't flow uphill, and I'm about an hour from the beach, which means by the time the hurricanes get here, they're pretty well exhausted.
Yeah, but we're not talking about hurricanes. We're talking about global warming, brother. You got a suitcase?
Yeah.
Pack that suitcase and run. Run like hell. Run. Run to the north.
I mean, if you think about these hurricanes, they come on a cycle, and they've been doing that for hundreds of years. If there was some type of global warming, that would have all changed.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think everybody should stand next to a volcano. Japan has 14 active volcanoes on its island. And you talk about pollution. Look at when Mount St. Helens went up. Tons and tons of ash. And that all came from Mother Nature.
There's enough crud coming up out of a volcano to, you know, outdo every car for a whole freaking year in a matter of seconds, man.
That's right. That's right. And just imagine how many tons of manure is dumped in the ocean every day by the fish and the whales.
But no matter what the science says, that, you know, they say the debate's over. The debate ain't even started because they haven't talked to old Shaziz, you know. I want them to put me in front of the council and let me explain to them the basic science of the whole deal because, you know.
It's not even worthwhile talking about. What do we want to do, go backwards to live like cavemen?
Yeah.
These people who want to save the trees, I want to know if there's any 2x4s in their house. And if they are, they're violating their conscience. So they can tear their house down and they can go live under a tree.
Well, that's a good point there, because I think that if you're going to preach all this kind of save the trees and save the planet and all that kind of stuff while you're living in a really nice house with electric heat and all the luxuries they're in, you should go out there and live in a mud hut.
It's all smoke and mirror. They want to talk about it, but they don't realize what they're in. The same with macadam roads. Can you imagine if they were all muddy? Can you imagine if they had to ride a horse and they had manure in their driveway next to their house?
Yeah.
That's how things used to be. Or, and I don't want to go back.
Or their next door neighbor was a pig farmer.
Yeah.
You all have methane coming off all them pigs. That's going to heat the joint up. And I'm still waiting around for the heat portion. Where the heck's the heat portion of the whole global warming thing?
It's all made up.
So, when these guys are up there and they're passing all these laws talking about how you got to pay carbon tax and you got to clean your soot and all that kind of stuff before you get it up there, you know, I can understand people polluting in their local environment. It's kind of like a fishbowl, you know. You put a goldfish in a bowl, you know, he's going to pee and poo in his own little water and his environment's going to get so acidic that he's going to freaking die. Well, that's the same thing with people. You cram a million people inside a little city and expect it to, you know, be nice and clean. It's not going to happen. So, you got all these representatives out there passing all this crap, and the average Joe just eats it up because, like you said earlier, the dang schools are indoctrinating the children into believing that global warming's bad and that we're going to have polar bears drowning. You know, never mind the fact that polar bears pretty much can swim for miles.
It's absolutely right. It's absolutely ludicrous. And what do they want to do? What's the alternative? Until there's another source of power discovered, we'd have to go back living like cavemen. I mean, let's face it, if it was not for refrigeration, you would not have the population you have today on the Earth. Because years ago, they only had salt or drying. That was it.
Well, you know, I think that as far as life back in the old days, if people actually had to live the lifestyle such as those, I mean, if you want to get a taste of what it's like to live back in the old days, go over and hang out with the Amish for a while and see what kind of work they do. And they get up before the sun and start doing chores and all that kind of stuff while you, you know, kind of go to your refrigerator and get your chicken and your eggs.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now they're very self-sufficient, and that's how things were. And, you know, if you think about it, if we were all like the Amish, there wouldn't be an atomic weapon.
Well, I guess that would probably be a good thing to some extent, but still, I kind of like my YouTube and my internet.
I do, too. But there, you know, there's a consequence from that. I mean, I don't know if you noticed down in Mexico that cobalt was missing. And of course, they say they recovered it. I don't believe any of that.
Dude, I ain't even remotely afraid of nuclear fallout from Fukushima, nor am I remotely afraid from cobalt or any dirty bomb that they're supposedly going to blast off and all that kind of stuff. There's a video out there called Nuclear Scare Scam. You should go check that out sometime. It's a very interesting
video. I know that cobalt is dangerous, and I think these nuclear reactors that blew up in Japan, we haven't seen the beginning of that yet.
Well, you know, I keep hearing about how these are actually going to go basically burn their way into the Earth's core and, could cause all kinds of crazy stuff, but... let me tell you a story, man. And when I was in school, they said that if a nuclear bomb went off, an atomic bomb, that it would be anywhere at the very least 100 years to 1,000 years to 2,000 years before you could actually go back into that area because of the radiation. And so all the time while I was growing up and they were teaching me this stuff in school, you know, I was thinking, okay, that's bad. We can't have that. So anyway, in 1984, I think it was, maybe 85, I was standing at Ground Zero in Hiroshima. And I also visited Ground Zero in Nagasaki. And I'm looking at all the destruction that was going on back when the bomb went off and all that kind of stuff. And I'm standing there and I'm looking around and I'm seeing thousands of people walking around me. Everybody's just going on like life, you know, just... was happening, and nothing. There wasn't nobody keeling over from radiation sickness or anything like that. And the question dawned on me: I said, wait a second here. I was told in school it'd be at least 100 years, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 years before you could ever even stand on this spot. And here I am. Now here I am, some 30-some-odd years later. And I'm not dying of radiation sickness. My hair ain't fell out, you know, with the exception of old age. You know, I got a little bit of gray going on, so getting a little bit of short hairline going.
That's a very good point. However, we know that people can be burnt by radiation in medical devices. That can happen.
Oh, yeah. So I don't dispute that.
I don't know. You'd have to know the half-life or whatever that component is, and I don't know that.
But see, they're using depleted uranium in bullets, man.
Well, lead is nothing more than depleted uranium. When uranium becomes unradioactive, it becomes lead.
So you got all these army guys running around with waste from a nuclear power plant, essentially, and they're riddling bullets across the land out there, depleted uranium. And
That's just lead.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
No, they make it sound like it's something fancy, and depleted uranium is lead.
Yeah, well, I got a friend who lives next to a mine where they have uranium, and he was telling me about how he was afraid to drink the groundwater because, you know, it might be, radioactive or toxic or something. And I asked him, I said, brother, how long you been living there? You know, and he said, well, since I was a kid, and he's like 20, 30 years old, somewhere around about.
Yeah.
Still seems to be doing fine. But I just think that my point about saying all that isn't that there isn't danger in radiation, because there definitely is, because, you know, immediate exposure to radiation is going to do some serious damage. But long term, I ain't buying it because of the facts. But, you know, it's just the simple case of the representatives out there, they scare the living crap out of everybody, telling them the global warming is going to flood the planet, the polar bears are going to drown, so we got to regulate this and we got to regulate that so that you can, clean up the planet. Well, the same time where they're talking about cleaning up the planet, these same elites are over in some foreign nation dropping bunker busters, and you know damn good and well that can't be good for the environment.
you're absolutely right. It's all ludicrous. And like I said, what's the alternative? And until somebody comes up with what you're looking for and what Kesha's looking for, some type of plasma source of energy, there's no alternative.
Well, the alternative's been there, but the problem is the average Joe like myself, now Keshi might have a little bit better luck because he's probably got a little bit more resources than I've got. Building a plasma reactor is a simple thing to do. It's nothing to it. All you're doing is taking, you know, science teaches you about the three states of matter. You got a solid, a liquid, a gas. And then you talk about the fourth state of matter, which is plasma. And it's really super simple to create high voltage. It's really super simple to create plasma. All you got to do is take any inert gas so that it doesn't explode, obviously, and energize that gas, and then you have plasma. That's why we have these fluorescent light bulbs. That's why the lights...
That is correct.
Yeah. And so, with that said, if I can do what I'm doing in my lab, and Keshi can do what he's doing in his lab, the corporations out there with all the resources and all the money that they've milked the people of the world from for all these years, they could have done it. See,
maybe they have done it, and maybe what Keshi's going to come up with is going to blow them out of the water, because Keshi's approach to this is totally different from any other scam I've seen. Of course, I haven't seen any substance yet, but I think we're going to see something from him shortly. I really do.
Tesla showed everyone out there in the world how to literally harness lightning. And that's what a Tesla coil does. It's a transmitter slash receiver.
And Westinghouse stole it from him.
Yeah. You can literally, because the Earth is negatively charged and the atmosphere is positively charged, you can literally learn from basics of nature to know how to harness lightning. Now, you take what Tesla did about harnessing lightning, baiting electrons from the Earth, you can take that same thing and add it with the Keshi's design or my design as far as creating plasma, and you can amplify that energy and contain it within a chamber and drain off that energy. You see where I'm coming from?
No, I don't disagree at all.
So, you know, if they were really seriously concerned about the global warming crisis that we keep hearing about, then why don't they listen to guys like us? I mean, they listened to Tesla long enough to steal everything that he had. If you got a cell phone, you got a piece of what Tesla designed. If you got any kind of radio, Tesla had a part in designing that radio. If you ever flip your light switch on, Tesla designed the current that was going in and out through your light bulbs and your TVs and everything you use in your house. He showed everybody a better way to get electricity as opposed to Edison's DC current, which started fires all over town.
Yeah. Edison was convinced he had the answer.
Yeah. But guys like Tesla and myself and different people out there, you know, John Hutchinson, I don't know what you think about him, but he's a pretty creative individual who came up with a lot of good stuff. And his deal's about using frequency waves to actually literally turn metal into mush are 100% scientifically plausible. I mean, you look at a microwave oven. That's how you heat your food in a microwave oven, because the water is a dipole molecule. And when you send a microwave through there, it rocks that molecule back and forth and creates friction, which in turn creates heat, then cooks your food. So when Hutchinson was doing the experiments that he was doing the same thing, but he was doing it to metal and other substances. So, you know, it's scientifically there. With that kind of energy, using frequency waves, these guys could have a long time ago, if they really believed in what they were spewing out about global warming, found an alternative like you were talking about.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, or who knows?
Well, that's why the average Joe like you and I got to keep doing what it is that we're doing. We keep researching. We find old, lost, hidden, and suppressed technology. We spread the information out there. We band together in networks, and we actually build these things. See, when I talk about resources, everything that I made was made out of recycled junk. But it works, you know? And if I can make it out of junk, then you can imagine what we could do together if we had a machine shop and somebody who was really good at welding, somebody who was good at mathematics. We could sit here and we could build these things and pass them out to our neighbors hand over fist and not even ask for permission to do it. Just do it.
Yep. Hey, I got to run. My wife is just coming at the door here. I got to take off. Thanks for having me on with you. I'll see you.
Anytime, brother. Take care. All right, folks, that was Keith. He's pretty much in agreement with me. Is there anybody out there who disagrees with me and believes that global warming is real? I want to talk to you. I want you to call me up and debate me over the validity of the science that is already proven, and the debate is over, according to Al Gore and all the flunkies therein. So, with that said, let me throw a tune or two on here and catch my breath and see if anyone wants to call in. Peace and love, everybody. You're listening to Shaziz Mad Science on No Borders, Awake Radio, We Roar, Shaziz Radio, and many, many, many other networks. Peace and love.
Never mind that. Look at me! I'm an old man!
I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course! Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars! This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
This sucker's electrical, but I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
Flux capacitor stores. This sucker's electrical, but I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Doc, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
is double, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Back to the base, turn up the double. Radical mind, day and night all the time. 7-14, fly the line. Maniac, radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess, don't say I'm fresh. When my voice goes through the patch of the mic, a phone that I can hold it. Copy written lyrics, only can't be slowed if they all snap. Don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice is sick, so beat. Stay off my back, or I will attack. And you don't want that.
Right, everybody out there has the power. Now it's about time that we, the people, actually do something with that power. So we got a lot of good researchers out there. We got my buddy Cultus out there, and Muddy Muddy Mudman, and myself, and RWG Research, Russ over there. And there's all kinds of alternative energy communities out there. Now, the trick is pulling all these folks in together. We're trying to get virtual labs together. So if anybody out there has some coding skills, get with one of us, because we sure could use some help trying to get a code together that will allow everybody to literally be able to see via our website our individual labs working on certain projects and interact with these researchers and stuff. So, you know, essentially we could do this with a paid version like, you know, Skype and all the different stuff like that. But since most of the researchers out there are on pretty much budgets, like myself, I just kind of used recycled materials to work on with my stuff and share my ideas and stuff with the rest of the people out there. But you can imagine what it would be like if all of us had access to one another's skills and or the equipment, labs, 3D printers, and machining equipment and such. You know, there's a lot of different things that I need, parts that I custom design to build certain devices that I build. And I build it all out of scrap with whatever I can find that I have available. The trick to getting everybody out there some sort of energy device that will produce energy, essentially you're tapping into nature's energy, because the energy is already there. That's not the problem. It's the problem about tapping into it. Now, we all know that you can pass some magnets across some coils of wire and the lines of flux will cause the extra electron in the copper wire to change places with the next electron and create current, which essentially electricity, get the electricity flowing and stuff. So we know that can be done. We know there's solar power. We know there's wind power. We know, hey, we got Muddy Mud Man calling in. How you doing there, brother?
Oh, good morning to you. Can you hear me well?
Oh, I hear you fine. Are you one of them global warming freak believer kind of folks?
Only about 1 week out of the year, and I usually stay indoors about that. But the rest of the year, I'm an extreme disbeliever. Because I tell you what, I got about 4 inches of sleet that fell. It might have been more, but it kind of compacted down into a big old thick sheet of ice everywhere. We're snowed in Texas, by gosh, USA.
Well, you know something, brother, it's top secret, but I'm in the GWCCB, the Global Warming Command Central Bunker, and I've been throwing logs in the fireplace for like the last several hours trying to keep warm. So
yeah, that's what took me so long to call in. After my show, I figured I was getting a little too chilly in this place, and I was listening to you, and I said, oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna cure some of that unglobal warming for a moment there. I had to go out there. I took logs to beat other logs to get them loose out of the ice. I came in. I had my own snotsicle, and took a bit for that to kind of melt. And you know, when that melts, and then you got to blow your nose because now it's dissolving anything else that was solid other than what was solid from being cold. And getting coffee, and then getting fire going again from the little coals I had there. By the time I blew on that pipe and got dizzy enough to get the fire going again, and I shut her down and closed the damper and come over here and sipped on my coffee and figured I'd find a good break. So that's my morning so far.
Well, so I see you're over there. You're combating global warming with every tool you have available, and I was out there with a shovel. I actually did a video about that when Global Warming Freaks, I don't know if you saw that or not, but I was shoveling 20 inches of global warming off of my driveway 1 year. And my question is, if I'm shoveling 20 inches of global warming and they say the planet's heating up, when's it going to get hot, man? Seriously, I need some heat.
Let's look at this. Okay. They said that a lot of the problem because of global warming is because of the ozone layer is kind of depleted. There's a bigger hole up in the north part. Okay, well, that melts some ice. All right, the ice raises the ocean a little bit. The ice has melted and now some land is exposed over the vast mass storage of heat into the land, basically, and instead of reflecting the light back off and out through the atmosphere, making the globe look brighter from a distance, it basically collects the heat and keeps and stores it here on the Earth. Okay, well, there's no doubt that everything is melting up there. But they said a solution for this would be to paint the doggone mountains white. Or lay something down that's white and just cover the whole thing. Well, my goodness, right now everything's pretty doggone white.
Let me point something out to you, Muddy. First off, the hole in the ozone layer, that's a hockahooey of epic proportions, just like the whole global warming scam and everything else that comes down the line from the global elite. The global warming, the supposed hole in the ozone layer was noticed by who? Do you know?
Don't care.
NASA. Yeah. NASA took pictures up there with their nifty satellites and said, look, there's a hole up there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. These guys are the same guys who go all the way to Mars and can't even get a damn decent picture of the landscape.
Yeah, the same guys that sit there and put the little laser on that little thing that they got there and sent one into the cave to carve the Ten Commandments in every language on the wall of a cave, and we're supposed to discover that and say, okay, well, God was there too. Yeah, so you know what? I choose who I believe by their record of how many times they tell us the truth. Let's see. What NASA tell us that was... No, yeah, there was... So I guess I ain't going to believe all that. The main deal is we had this big old fundraiser, and, you know, and I contributed to it, too. It was, you know, the World Coalition or whatever the heck on global warming. When you get out of the... go to buy your ticket, do you want to donate $5 to global... to the... You know, to the not the suppression of global warming, which it might have should have been, but to fight global warming, seeing as you're flying a jet, we're making a lot of pollution, a lot of carbon. This is supposed to help clean it up. Well, wait a minute now. Yeah, I gave him my $5. I gave him $5 on the way back too. Here's the thing: $5. I made $10 to him. All right, how did it get spent? No, it got lost. Yeah. They collected from all over the world, and it's lost. Okay, well, that tells you who's in charge.
Well, here's the thing, man. I ain't giving them no $5. If they ask
well,
me, do you want
to put this to you?
Hold on a second.
Why did they lose my $10, my two $5 donations? Because they have no idea how to spend it, because they have no idea on how to create an ozone layer.
They went...
Just let the lightning... You know, there's going to be more lightning storms and all that stuff, and every time lightning strikes, it makes more ozone. Number two, one volcano, which more and more of them are going off, one volcano erupts for one day, makes more carbon than all of our machinery for,
Yeah, but they took your money...
600 years.
They took your money and went down to the casino and put it all on 8 black and lost, man.
It's in a Swiss bank or it's in Bitcoin somewhere.
But, you know, every time there's a lightning strike across the atmosphere up there, it creates ozone, which, you know, in turn creates our ozone layer. So unless the lightning stops striking, which in some places it's like 24 hours a day, you can see lightning every day, all day long, all year long. So,
yeah.
You know, with that said, unless the lightning stops striking, then how are you going to stop the ozone layer, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, if everybody that's got a Tesla coil would just go outside and light them bad boys up, let them shoot off some sparks. Go ahead and do that. Let's create some ozone, because I guarantee if you leave one running for about an hour, man, you're definitely going to make, if everybody left one running for about an hour, it would definitely cure our problem.
Well, I create a lot of ozone in my lab because I like high voltage.
Mm-hmm. I shoot you. Leave them things running. You know? I think they ought to put a whole bunch out there. I mean, the one that Nikola Tesla did on Pike Peak with the land donated from General Electric. Now, that sucker, they fired it up, and clouds, dark storm clouds started forming within a minute, and lightning struck the electrode to that bad boy, and it went back out and formed rings of lightning at a frequency of 7.54 hertz, Bubba.
When
that lightning traveled around the globe to the antipode of the Earth and struck the antipode of the Earth, and then came back 7.54 times per second. Wow. That's a lot of lightning, Bubba. And it transported with negligible losses, came back, blew the safety on the stupid thing, until it just about fried itself. And I tell you what, it created a lot of ozone that day.
When's the average Joe going to wake up, man? When are they going to realize that these jerks out there can't even get basic science right and that they want to charge you to breathe? Seriously? Of course,
yeah. You
know, I made that funny video about caveman killed the dinosaur because they were also saying methane was a greenhouse gas and it was like causing the planet to heat up. I'm sitting out there, I'm burning hedge, man. That's the hottest wood you can burn. If you burn too much of that, you can actually burn a hole in your stove.
I'm burning slat flooring and logs that are kind of got ice embedded in them. So I figured the oak will heat them up real good to get rid of all that water and get them going. So far, it's been working the last few days.
Well, what I can't wait for is when the ice age sets in and all these global warming freaks are over there burning their furniture so that they can stay warm, because I don't want to have a conversation with them. Say, you remember when you were talking about... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I got a Brahma bunny barking at the door. He's going to be barking on the air until I open the door. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, everybody, we're out here. We're talking about global warming / climate change. So if you're one of the believers out there, we'd love to have a conversation with you. And call in and tell us why it is that you believe the science is... essentially, the debate is over, according to Al Gore. So call in and tell me why you believe the debate is over. Tell me why it is that every time a volcano erupts, the planet goes through a cooling period. And why it is that if you drive your car, you're going through a heating period. Seriously? I mean, the same guys out there are talking about all this stuff are driving around in limousines. They're driving, flying in corporate jets and all that kind of stuff. And I come from a land where you're supposed to practice what you preach. I mean, if you say that the planet is heating up, then you don't go out there and start your car and gun the crud out of it so that you can put all that carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide. See, there's another portion of the deal that got all wrong. You know, cars don't produce carbon dioxide. They produce carbon monoxide, which is one carbon atom connected to one oxygen atom. Plants love it.
Oh, yeah.
People don't like it.
But it's still... one volcano eruption, you're talking about a lot of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and a lot of other poisons as well
come
out of there. And they say you can't live without a gas mask. You know, you get one whiff of some of the gas where the breeze blew it across you, you're in trouble. So.
Yeah, you're talking about some toxic stuff coming up out of there. But hey, wait a second. With all these volcanoes going off, don't you think that all these individuals out here would be dying every time they turn around? Now, you know hot molten lava is going to kill you right out of the gate. And anybody with common sense knows that the toxic fumes coming off of it can kill you if you're in the general vicinity. But wait a second here. What about those folks downstream, you know? They're not dead yet, you know? They were out of the way of the doggone lava flow, but they're still doing all right. So, what's the deal here?
I'll tell you what, I had a thought about if you could pile enough rock to guide the lava over, is there a way that you could actually make a big old hollowed out room, have it flow over kind of like a rock ceiling or something? But that's neither here nor there. But the thing is, man, monoxide kicks off there. It's going into our atmosphere. I'm sure it's not creating ozone at all. I'm sure there's no alcohol. Sound like you're falling over your mic.
Oh, no, I'm typing in something here.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the carbon monoxide that kicks off there, man, it's more than our cars put out for hundreds of years. Just one of them. But the thing is, there's so many volcanoes going off now. Well, if they were really worried about the carbon monoxide, the carbon dioxide, and all the carbon being put into the air, including fluorocarbons and all that kind of goofy stuff, and all the poison gases that come out of there, and trying to warm our planet back up and create some more ozone, Then why are they doing all this stupid stuff with weather modification that they have no idea of what they're doing? They're just playing experiments, really making everything go haywire. There's more volcanoes going off now than ever were before. If you read a book called Cyclic Analysis, you find out if you start a cycle, it's going to be a while before that cycle dies down. If you modify the weather in one spot, you just created the cycle. It's like you hit the bong. It's going to ring for a while. You hit the bong in another spot, the old vibrations will keep going, and the new vibration that you put on is another cycle introduced into it. So, they got to stop modifying our weather and leave it alone. Let the planet has a way to take care of its own. When the water, when the ice caps melt and the water starts coming down, there's more water to sit there and work around, just like Lord Kelvin's generator there. There were two buckets of water and two metal rings that are sitting above it, and you connect the one on the right to the left, and connect the ring on the left, the bucket on the right bucket left, and when water drips through above the things, it flux and charge, puts it down to the bottom of the next two. You know, you've got an arc between two buckets at the bottom. Now, when the rain falls, what happens to our crops? Our crops grow about three times faster than they do if we water them on the ground. Why? Because the water falls a long way and get everything. So letting the water get out there and create all the electricity means there's going to more clouds out there in the sky. And if the globe does warm up, there'll be even more clouds because the rate of evaporation goes quick. And when you got more clouds, you're collecting more electricity, you're making more lightning, which we can see, and it's creating ozone every time the lightning strikes.
Yep.
Just let the planet heal itself, just like your body. Why not? Why are you going to sit there and take all pharmaceuticals and stuff that got stuff in there to hurt you? Well, you can just let your body do your thing. Eat oatmeal. Eat fiber. Every time you eat fiber, your body is enabled to make medicine for some body.
Well, while you're on that subject there, Muddy, I got a friend out there, Tiffany Sneed Jones, is on Facebook, and if you like alternative medicines, essential oils, and stuff like that, contact Justin and Tiffany at 816-588-2783. Email address is jones938@sbcglobal.net, and website is ninspiretorestore.com. I put it in the chat room. If anybody needs that link, give me a holler. And so I wanted to give that shout out there for Tiffany so that you guys go over and check out her website. So what was you saying there?
Yeah, let's help that out. Go ahead and I'm sure a lot of people didn't have their pen and paper handy. But throw the phone number out there again one more time. Now that they're ready for it, you probably have it in reach and got it set up.
Okay, the contact is Justin and Tiffany at 816-588-2783. And email address is Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 9387 at sbcglobal.net. The website is Inspire, I guess I'm going to have to spell this out, INSPIRETORESTORE.com. Thank you.
There you go. That ought to get some response.
But if you're into essential oils and stuff like that, give those folks a look in there, because I'm into all kinds of alternative cures, alternative medicine, alternative to everything that is the mainstream, because we all know that the mainstream can't get their act together. So with that said, brother, here we are, it's the year 2013, getting ready to go into the year 2014. They've been preaching about this global warming / climate change for over 20 some odd years of my life. And we all know it's a hockahooey, but yet the average Joe is essentially has to lay back and take it like a man, because they're going to charge you taxes whether you like it or not. Now, where's the representation in that, man? Are you there?
Where?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out there, man. What's up? You got some battery problems?
Oh, just trying to fight the snip.
Anyway, that's modern technology for you. You know, I put the word out there for everyone to call in if they believed in global warming, but it seems like nobody's calling in, but yet everybody's still willing to pay taxes to a government that is screwing them over.
They don't believe in swamp gas and weather balloons as being UFOs either, so I don't see why you're not getting calls.
Well,
so nobody believes this global warming. Somebody does, yeah, come on in here. We'd like to chat with you.
If a UFO landed right in front of your face, and there was 1,000 people standing around, and they all saw the same exact thing, the old men in black / government officials would rush in there and say, "Oh, well, that's swamp gas. You don't see what it is that you think you're seeing. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain."
Adam the Wizard, right.
But, you know, to me, I just think the whole damn thing is just crazy. Go watch that video called The Dots, man. It's got like...
The Dots?
Yeah, it's like probably just a little handful of dots. It's telling all the billions of other dots what to do and how to be safe and all that kind of stuff. And to me, I'm kind of like this. I go on the record of what I've been seeing, you know, and so far I ain't seen the government do anything right. I mean, you know, they talk about protecting the children of the world, but yet they go over and they bomb the children of the world. You know, they call it collateral damage. Oh, we're sorry that those children were in the way of those supposed terrorists, but, you know, it's all in the name of freedom. You know, well, what's...
Some are collateral damage. Some of them are just... Some of them are with something behind all that. So where do you draw the line on which ones are collateral damage and which ones are just, the casualties of war, or which ones you're trying to save? When you're killing more of the, when you're knocking out more collateral damage than you are saving people, then are you on the good? Does the scale of justice turn one way or the other, or just because of your excuse or what?
Well, you know, my view is like this, man. If somebody does something bad, you hunt them down and you make them pay for it, you know? You don't go over there just because they might do something bad and blast them and a whole bunch of other individuals that stand around minding their own affairs. You know, some little kid sitting there having his ice cream cone over there talking to his ma and pa 1 second, and the next thing you know, here comes a freaking drone and blasts them out of the off the planet. Well, what's right about that? Do you see anything at all that is right about that?
No, I don't see anything that's, at all that's right about the way government's been running or anything. The main deal is if you look at the statistics, this president, be real nice, this president has led on and attracted more people that spoke up against things and made them disappear or basically incarcerated them for their deals than any. All of the presidents prior to them. They basically, you lead them on, bring them up, try to attract them, find them, and then hit them with the stone. It's like, here, little birdie, here, have a nice breadcrumb. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Whack! Yep, got in dinner, Bubba. And, you know, that's about what it's like. And, I'm real sick and tired of it. That's why I sit there and do my show. The more I think about it, yep, I got to get on. So I do my show, and I put my little deals out there, shatteredfromthemountain24@gmail.com. I want you to be able to voice your opinion. So if you go to the address, I'll go ahead and put it in the chat box here, but on shazizradio.com, click on the Knights of the Round Table, and you'll see the chat box and the radio player there. If you're listening from somewhere else, you can go there and get the link. It's shoutedfromthemountain24@gmail.com. Put in, just type it in, send an MP3 or a wave, I don't care, I'll turn it into an MP3. Or if you just feel like making a YouTube video and grumping, or put your little shout to the world out there. Remember, you're shouting to the world, not just to, one nation wherever you're at. We're looking for world peace or whatever, a message of hope, love, all that, or just the things that you see that you think you need to let the world know about, if you just want to say, hey, Dora, I love you, you know, that's fine, man. Put it in there. We'll put it on the air. This is for you. This whole radio station is for you. That's the way it's been told to me, and that's the way I run my show as well. It's not my show. It's your show.
I agree, brother.
Put your voice in. It's an opportunity that you can't get anywhere else.
And before I forget it, I want to... You was talking about the bird and the crumbs earlier. It reminded me of a story. I gotta tell a funny on Beverly, because one day we were out camping and we had some French toast for breakfast, and there was some left over, and she said, well, I'm going to put it out for the birds. And so she did, but we was at a campsite, and where she put it was down in the horseshoe pit. And I said, that poor little bird going to be over there getting him some doggone French toast, and somebody going to sling a horseshoe over there and cling it.
Tweet, 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 yum, 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 yum.
But that's the kind of thing the government does on a daily basis, man. They always say, oh, it's for the good. We're going to help you out, but then what's the cost in the back end there, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, crazy.
Like they said, they're going to go over to Syria and just mess around for a day, slap them in the face, and walk off. That way they'll straighten up. No, that would have made world war, and I think that's basically the goal for it. Every time they say they're doing something for you, that means put you a nice iron plate on your back and get you a helmet.
Well, yeah.
Don't get your tinfoil hat, you know. You got to make sure you got a tinfoil hat to keep them from scanning your brain and making you do things through that microwave transmission crap they got.
Well, you hit a key point, man. See, here's the whole tinfoil hat thing, you know. First off, it's aluminum foil. I wish they'd quit calling it tinfoil, but regardless.
Exactly.
You know, if you speak out against the government, you're a nutcase. You're a lunatic, a possible terrorist, you know. And yet, here we are. We're supposed to believe that the government has our best interest at heart. They're taxing water, they're taxing the air you breathe, they're taxing everything under the sun, and when they can't figure out anything else to tax, they make something up. So...
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Vibrate on my thought there.
So, back in the old days, there was that Boston Tea Party, you know, they got ticked off because they were taxing the crud out of the tea, and they threw all the tea in the doggone bay. I think it's about time for another Boston Tea Party, you know. I think it's about time to start throwing some IRS papers in the bay, and then the environmentalists would get all ticked off because we done clogged up the bay. Oh, you can't win, man. It's a no-win situation. The best you can do is try to fix things at your local level and help your local community out, and try to, you know, send as many emails and letters into the Congress and the Senate and all the representatives of the world. Let them know you think their job stinks, and that the next time you vote, it definitely won't be for them. And just keep them on their toes, you know. That's the only thing you can do. And, you know, outside of a worldwide revolution, which we don't advocate because we're not in it for violence. We want peace and love around the world. But it's going to take the average Joe, every single average Joe out there on the planet, to start doing things for themselves and stop relying on governments to try to do things for them, because they're just not going to do it. You know, they're not going to stop the wars, because wars are profitable. You can't sell no drugs if ain't nobody sick. You know, Raymond Rife was healing sicknesses with radio frequencies. And why couldn't we be doing that now, instead of trying to kill off the good cells with the bad cells using things like, what the heck do they call that doggone stuff now? The chemotherapy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to kill...
Radiation therapy.
Yeah, you're going to give somebody radiation sickness and weaken their immune system to kill cancer, you know? It just don't make no sense.
Which ain't nothing but a fungus.
So, you know, I just... The whole thing just drives me insane. I mean, that's why I call it mad science, because it really pisses me off, because you look at the basic science, it doesn't add up to what I'm being told, and you're going to tell me, like, big old government agency such as NASA's going to fly all the way, how many miles is it to Mars, and spend billions of dollars to get there, and they can't even get a damn good picture? Seriously?
Yeah, I hear you.
And you're going to trust them?
Is basically, yeah, they're going to give you radiation treatment. They're going to give you drugs that weaken and kill your immune system. Then they're going to give you drugs that sit there and try to kill you and it and see who comes out on top. And like I said, that three sales in a row plus the money that the doctor gets. And if you die, you can't sue them. So, you know, what? it's a win-win situation for all of it. And the deal is, the cure is basically baking soda. Or you can eat broccoli just about every meal, especially the broccoli that's got the purple florets, because it's got a substance in there that kills the that kills the fungus as well, and fights halitosis, the halitoptera virus, which basically enables the start for cancer. Also helps reverse the AIDS process and reverses the cancer. And it's all free, but you know they really can't sell you. They can't sell you broccoli for very much. Or people would be making one heck of a cash crop like they do with pot. And you know, baking soda, man, sodium bicarbonate. Well, the deal is, it just turns your system more base than acid.
Hold on a second.
That comes from your digestive system. Goes through your
digestive system. Hold on. Muddy, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want to go back to something you were talking about. Pot. All right?
Bring me up. Stop me. I hear you. Go ahead.
I want to go back to the whole pot scene. You can't smoke no wacky tobacco. You can't smoke no reefer. You can't smoke no grass because it might cause you brain damage, but yet they would put mercury in vaccinations. They would put chlorine and fluoride in your drinking water. They would put all kinds of crud and say that, okay, this is safe at certain parts per million. You know, you can eat this poison, you can lick this rat poisoning, just don't take a big bite. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you won't let the man smoke the grass, but you will give him some poison that's going to kill him.
Yeah. The deal is, until they can find a way to completely top the market on anything, it's basically illegal. Organic farming. Yeah, well, they're not making much off the organic farming, so they're doing everything they can to knock off the organic farmer. They're getting the genetically modified crap Monsanto, because it's corporation, and that way they have taken over the world's food. That's the whole deal about that. Same thing with your medication. If they can't sell something to tear you up, or stick it in your water supply for free to tear you up so that they can make money off your medical, you know, then the baking soda, they're going to try to suppress that.
There you go.
They're going to suppress everything.
That's the key.
If they can't make money off it. Same thing with Nikola Tesla's and his energy. Well, they couldn't make money of it, so, yeah, corporations and J.P. Morgan, everybody just fought him all the way tooth and nail, and he died thinking he could have made a better world and knowing that he could have and knew that he was just suppressed.
That's the key. If nature has provided it, they're going to tax you on it. And like I said, you can't make no money if ain't nobody sick. You can't sell no bullets if ain't nobody fighting, and so on and so forth.
Well, here's the thing that really torched my jaw about the way they did Nikola Tesla. All his patents, everything that could have made a difference, or where he could have made money to sit there and take care of his own, they basically stole them. They awarded them to J.P. Morgan.
Well,
everybody else until after he died. Once he died, then the patent went to his name, because then he couldn't use it.
Yeah, then he couldn't make no money off of it. See, that's why...
Once he died, he got credit for his patents, and that's supposed to cure everything.
That's why the modern-day inventors such as yourself and I, who's doing research into the alternative energy, are giving this information away for free. Now, if you want us to build it for you, then you're going to have to, you know, pay for some parts and maybe a little bit of labor, but that's only fair. But as far as us trying to sell you a free energy device and not being able to prove it, that's not even going to happen nowhere near us. But the whole key is it's going to take the average Joe to actually do things for themselves, not ask for permission. Go out there and do the guerrilla gardening where you go out and throw food seeds in every direction and just stop feeding the bees. Stop going to paying Walmart for things that are made in China by little kids that are only getting maybe 50 cents a month or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The other thing is the genetically modified food changes your genetics. Well, yeah, they're going to take over the food source. Basically, now it's corporate. It'll be called government and all that kind of stuff. Now everything you buy is going to sit there and slowly change your genetics.
Yeah, you want to talk about enslavement? There you go. You're being enslaved. You can't even buy food that nature has provided, because if your neighbor makes a garden and grows fruits and vegetables and tries to sell them to you for a cheaper price, then your neighbor's in trouble with the law.
Yeah. And if they try to give you food out of their garden that's natural, it's supposed to be illegal, too.
Yep.
They're starting to enforce that stupid stuff.
Well,
it's really crazy.
We're going to have to be sneaky about it. We're going to have to grow it, put fruit baskets on our neighbor's doorstep every chance we get, and they'll do the same for us. And we just keep on doing this. And when the store chains start falling down on their face because we're not buying stuff from them anymore, then, hey, you know, what comes around goes around. Well, Muddy, we're down to like the last 8 minutes of the show, man. You got a 3-minute rant inside you?
Oh, you know I do. I'd have been ranting the whole time. Anyway, yeah, they sit there and you look at the way they evict somebody. If they can't get them out, they're going to cut their electricity. Then they're going to fine them for not having electricity. Then cut their water. Then they're going to say, well, you ain't watering, your place is unsafe to live in. Whatever they got to do to evict you. This is what's happening globally. And I'm not talking about evictions. I'm talking about eviction from the planet Earth. They don't want you. It's been supposed to be 500,000 people on the face of the Earth, and they want to be the 500,000. Everybody else is expendable. Not only expendable, but they want to be you. Not only do they hate you. And, you know, the main deal is to get you out of the way. Well, if I was an alien and I came to this Earth, do you think I'd sit there and try to fight these blackbirds and all these fancy weaponry and stuff? I know you can take them out and all that stuff, but it'd be one heck of a war. The main deal is to keep as many slaves as possible. If you don't think you're a slave, you are a slave. And I'm telling you right now, how well you're taken care of as a slave depends on you. If you're a good boy and you buck with the system, you do it right, and you do everything just the way they do, they will kill you slowly, but the main deal is you will be well used by the time you die. And, you know, it's crazy, man. You're not in control. It's basically, you look up to government and you find out that they are not us.
They're
not us at all.
If you think what he just said is crazy, then go out there and check some numbers and see how many of the global elite sent their kids into war. And now they don't hesitate to send your kids into war. Matter of fact, they'll throw your kid in jail for not signing up for the draft.
Yeah, and we've sit there and looked at all the catastrophes, the proverbial Pearl Harbors and 9-1-1s, and we're finding out now everything was choreographed, it was planned, the cleanups were actually contracted over a year before they happened, and even Afghanistan and all this stupid stuff, and that goofy thing of going over to slap Syria in the face was only supposed to get Russia joined with them. And, you know, then we go sit there and we say, okay, well, we're going to have a little deal, and we're going to join Russia. We're going to have Russia as our fleet. Wait a minute. So we got Russian troops working with... Wait a minute. Aren't those the ones that were supposed to be their allies and come against us? Something doesn't quite figure out here. It's really stupid.
Yeah,
so
now,
they got them trained to sit there and learn how to use our weapons and all that stuff. You know what? It is a one-world government. Wake up. Open your eyes. See what's going on. And there will be a one-world currency and a world one-world religion and the whole schmear. It's a takeover.
Yeah.
Just like, it's not like War of the Worlds. It's totally different, but it is
from the inside out, brother. They're taking over from the inside out.
That's right. Just like the oak tree that can withstand any wind, but rot from the inside.
So with that said, we're down to the wire before Beverly shows up for her Hope Show, and I hope everybody stays tuned. But You know, we talked about global warming. We talked about all kinds of ludicrous stuff out there. I mean, when you're standing around and you got your snow boots on and your gloves and your earmuffs and 17 layers of freaking clothes and you're trying to stay warm while throwing another log on the doggone fire, and then there's some guy telling you you got to pay your carbon tax because you're burning fossil fuels, something's wrong with this picture.
Yeah. It's like you got an all-electric car. They give you an extra tax for that because they can't tax that.
Yep. You know what? And don't never fart near Congress because they'll find a way to tax you for that and probably throw you in jail for polluting the atmosphere or whatever. Either way, it's been a really interesting conversation. Thanks very much, Muddy. Everybody go out there and check out Muddy's YouTube channel over there. You want to give that real quick?
Yeah, that's www.youtube.com/user/muddymuddyman. I'll go ahead and put it in the chat box.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, check me out, all sorts of green energy, how to do it from scratch or whatever, and no step deleted. Basically, you get to watch every screw turned, every coil wound, the castings, the whole schmear, how to put it together. You get to watch the welds, and that's the way I do it. You know, I mean, I show you how to make a ceiling fan, turn it into a wind turbine, or take just a bunch of junk from the trash and build a Stirling fan that operates off a candle.
He does fine work, and he's long-winded. We got to run up out here, brother.
Wind me up and let me go on and snuff me out. I hear you.
Hey, call in and give Beverly a rash on her show. She needs it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for the Hope Show and join in on the Knights of the Round Table tomorrow. Peace and love, everybody. Thanks for listening in. And don't forget get to check out that link to Justin and Tiffany at their essential oils there. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.